How is Irene?
Oh, she's all right. Sarah smiled. We saw some jive boys in Piccadilly, and that got her going a bit.
I can imagine.
The two of us speak so stiffly now, he thought. On an impulse, he said,
Look, why don't we re-wallpaper those stairs?
Her body seemed to relax with relief.
Oh, David, I wish we could.
He hesitated, then said,
Somehow I felt if we did it, then we might come to forget him.
She came across and hugged him.
We won't ever forget. You know that. Never.
Perhaps everything's forgotten in time.
No. Even if one day we managed to have another baby, we'd never forget Charlie.
David said,
I wish I believed in God, could believe Charlie still existed, in some afterlife. I wish that too.
But there's only this life, isn't there?
Yes,
she said. She smiled bravely.
Only one, and we have to do the best we can with it.
Too bad about old sausages. I was fond of that dog. He had character. I got him off a ratting cove down Bermondsey way, cheap for the price of a pint. He was only going to knock old sausages on the head anyhow, on account that he wouldn't go. Some dogs just won't. No killer instinct, nor no taste for it. That was old sausages. He preferred his grub hot, greasy, and out of a frying pan, which is why I called him sausages. Do anything for a snag, he would. Not much for ratting, but good company all the same. Funny looking bugger with his hair all sticking out, like he'd read a Penny Blood and got the frighteners on. Looked a bit like a sausage and all, which gave me a chuckle. All body, stubby little legs and only a morsel of a head. He shared my scran and kept me warm some nights. Facey never took to him much. Then again, Facey don't take to anyone much.
Look after number one, says Facey.
Then he shoots me his look and says,
maybe number two, but never no more than that. As you well know, Sammy boy, since two is company, but three is one too many a mouth.
Jeeves, I said, this nuisance must now cease.
Travel is highly educational, sir.
I can't do with any more education. I was full up years ago. No, Jeeves, I know what's the matter with you. That old Viking strain of yours has come out again. You yearn for the tang of the salt breezes. You see yourself walking the deck in a yachting cap. Possibly someone has been telling you about the dancing girls of Bali. I understand, and I sympathise, but not for me. I refuse to be decanted into any blasted ocean-going liner and lugged off around the world.
Very good, sir.
He spoke with a certain what-is-it in his voice, and I could see that, if not actually disgruntled, he was far from being gruntled. So I tactfully changed the subject.
Throughout Elizabeth's 45-year reign, all members of Parliament were men. All officers in the Royal Navy and Army were men. All judges and lawyers were men. All bishops and archbishops were men. All theologians and priests were men. All doctors and surgeons were men. All students and professors in all universities and colleges were men. All mayors and sheriffs were men. And almost all the writers, architects, poets, philosophers, painters, musicians, and scientists were men. Hoffman felt as if he'd been out for hours. But when he looked at the window, he saw it was dark, and the Louis Cannes clock said it was not yet 5 o'clock.
And I was shouting to warn you, he said to Gabrielle.
That's right, I heard you. Then I came downstairs and found you lying there. The front door was open. The next thing I knew, the police were here.
Hoffman looked back at Leclerc.
Did you catch him?
Unfortunately, he was gone by the time our patrol arrived.
Leclerc flicked back through his notebook.
It's strange. He seems to have walked in through the gate and walked out again. And yet, I gather you need two separate codes to access the gate and to the front door. I wonder, was this man known to you in some way, perhaps? I'm assuming you didn't let him in deliberately.
I've never seen him before in my life.
Ah. Leclerc made a note.